Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
He sends one the other way. Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone. Raleigh's first of the playoffs, and it's 8-1 Seattle. They are feeling it.
There you go, courtesy ESPN. Is that right? Joe, did I say that right? Was it ESPN? Fox Sports. I think you said it to me. I'm just an idiot because I think everything's running together with these games and trying to find which networks are on. But anyway, this was a really, really nice day. A really, really nice day yesterday. And I think that just going back and looking at what happened yesterday, we had help from the weather, which is something I'm always looking for. I think I've talked about this the past 2 days, that the wind was blowing out at Yankee Stadium. The wind was blowing out in Detroit. And you saw what it does and the impact it can have on a game. We see a lot of home runs, especially at this time of year because there was colder temps. Today, we do have more weather to kind of get to and talk about, one of which I kind of wanted to bring up because... So, all right, let me just run through it. We have the wind blowing out at Detroit again. Best spot on the day for bats. I think it's a great spot to take Kerry Carpenter over 1.5 bases. I liked Julio Rodriguez over 1.5 bases. It's Casey Mize versus Bryce Miller. What do we know about Bryce Miller? Way better at home than he's been on the road the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. He has been suspect at best. Kerry Carpenter, every once in a while with a righty on the mound, they'll bat him leadoff. So there's a chance of getting an extra at bat unless he gets pinch hit for a tough lefty later on. But I don't know that they're going to do that. Carpenter is he's the favorite in that game to go over 1.5 bases with the -120. Most guys are plus money because in the postseason we see better pitchers, tougher mm-hmm. weather to hit in, those types of things. Now, with that being said, conversely, the Cubs at Wrigley Field, the wind is blowing in, and that has a significant bump to the pitchers.
12 miles an hour?
It's double digits. It's 10 miles an hour. Okay. Not quite 12. Well, we might get there. No,
it seems like it's been 12 a lot.
The other day it was 12 in both. Yeah. And then, again, some people send me a message that you said it was 12 miles an hour in Wrigley and it ended up being 9. Okay.
All right. It's wind.
What do you want me to
do? Right out, that's a line right out of Weatherman.
Yes.
It's wind.
It's wind, buddy.
Yeah. So if the Weatherman says a high of 77, do you call him because it was 74?
I do. What the hell are you right doing, man?
Yeah. You cheated me out 3 degrees.
Yeah. Well, so with this game, wind blowing in significantly, you got Jameson Taillon, who's a fly ball pitcher. Quinn Priester, kind of the same thing. I think Priester can work through this Cubs lineup. We have to see how Milwaukee's going to stack their lineup with the injury to Churio and how they're going to do things. He did hit a home run in the last game, as much as I thought he might be out for an extended period of time. That being said, it looks like a great underplay in the game, and it also looks like a great play for a Nerfy, which is no runs in the first inning. Going back to the Detroit game, I like Detroit to go over 3.5 runs, same way I liked Seattle yesterday to go over 3.5. I think Detroit wins today, sends it to a game 5, but I definitely think this game goes over, and I would target a bunch of bats in that game if you're going to do like a same game parlay or whatever you want to put together.
I hope you're wrong.
And maybe. It's happened before. It happened this week.
Oh, that's not personal. It's just saying I want Seattle to win.
Yeah. I think if they go back to Seattle, well, that would be, they would probably pitch Tarik Skubal.
Wow. Now, what is
you start look at how quickly things can change and how five you envision it and the pressure that goes back on the team that's up. We don't want to go home to game five and face Scooble again. They beat him once. They could do it again, but
it's hard to beat them twice.
Not rightly.
No. So with the other games, Toronto, New York, wind. So this is where I would say check this throughout the day. Wind is blowing kind of left to right. It's blowing at like 10 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. If it switches at all, and I mean just at all, where it's blowing more towards right field than it is left to right, the jet stream is right there at Yankee Stadium, which could lead that ball to going out. Mm-hmm. If the wind stays the way it is, which I think it's going to, I think the under is a solid play. I think most people are going to look at it. They've been scoring runs left and right in this series because the Blue Jays are going with a bullpen game and pitching Louis Varland, and we'll see what follows. Chris Bassett, if he ends up coming into this game, I didn't even check to see if he was on their roster, if they were going to use him in a five-game set. But Chris Bassett, if he comes in, he's owned the Yankees. The one caveat is that Chris Bassett has been god-awful on the road and amazing at home. So, but he's not going to start over Bieber, Yesavage, and of course, Kevin Gausman. They're going to push him to the back end. You're going to start your better pitchers. But for whatever reason, we talked about it earlier, he has been fantastic against the Yankees. So if he came in, maybe it's a little better shot for Toronto to stay in this game with the nightcap. So I like the under in Toronto, New York, and I like the under in LA Dodgers, Philly. It's Aaron Nola versus Yamamoto. And who else did I give? Yeah, I gave you all the pitching matchups. So I think the first two games are the best. Seattle over, Cubs under. Those are my two favorite plays today.
Who has the best outing as a starter?
Today, I think it has to be Yamamoto. So if you look at the numbers, Yamamoto's...
is it a prediction or a necessity? Would you say?
Oh, I'm saying prediction.
Okay, I'm going prediction as well.
So, because the problem is...
Minus Schlittler.
I like Schlittler.
I think he has the best performance out of all the
stars. So the only issue I see there is that the Blue Jays strike out less than anybody in baseball. And when you're saying best performance, I look at it from a fantasy standpoint.
Strikeouts and all those things.
Where you might look
Schlittler
at it
Schlittler may go six innings and only strike out four.
Yeah.
But give up one run.
He could just be on one. I mean, what he did in the last game, like, I don't see any reason why he can't carry it over to this game. But maybe the wind plays a little bit of tricks on you in the outfield if it is straight left or right at 10 miles an hour. All right, so let's talk about some of the other stuff today. WNBA, I like Las Vegas and Phoenix to go under in the championship. Another NHL play for you. I like Los Angeles and Vegas to go under 5.5. And in college football, I like Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. They're minus one. I would just take them on the money line, pay the extra couple of cents on the juice, and that way not worry about it if they win by one, if you had something goofy in overtime, whatever. All types of things that can happen. So I would just rather play them on the money line. But going back to it, the Tigers over in runs, 3.5 would be one of my other favorite plays today to go along with Kerry Carpenter. So there you go. I would definitely take a look at those two early baseball games, over Seattle, under in the Cubs game.
Jonas Schaefer will join us at 9:30, but on the other side, reps from the Horseshoe Casino will join us because we have two guys know when to hold them. No one to fold them over here. No one.
I don't know about that.
Doing your event again. We'll talk about it up next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Now, Ed and Jeremy, you two are going to be headed down to the Horseshoe Casino soon for a poker benefit.
Yeah, World Series of Poker.
World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means, I think, same thing. They're going to put a bounty on us. Mm-hmm. It was 1,057 last time, whoever knocked
I've
us out.
I've had a bounty on you for 15 years.
Yeah, but they can't get me if I don't leave my bedroom. Been in my bedroom, I think, for 2 days. Anyway.
Now, what date is this?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Tomorrow go down. And last year, I got knocked out by a man with one eye. I said, way
That's
to go.
Right,
way to go, Cyclops. He was the nicest guy ever, too.
You called him Psych?
So, yeah. He was so funny. He was pissing off. There was one guy at the table he pissed off because he beat him in a hand on the river. And the guy's like, how dare you go in with that effing hand? The guy was like, you're a better card player than me. I'm sorry. And it just turns. He didn't care. But at my table, there was a dude sitting next to me that was supposed to be one of the best poker players in Maryland that had all this Hello Kitty stuff. There was an Asian dude across from me that was wearing a yarmulke, to which I had to ask him, how, Sway? Like, what? You got to explain it to me. I needed to know the answer. And then you had the one-eyed guy that knocked me out.
What was the answer?
He got adopted. And so he grew up.
That was very funny, actually. Yeah.
It could, like, and I'm talking, some of these guys couldn't be any nicer at the table, whereas I'm sure when you get further into it, you don't want this side talking going on, you don't want the nonsense, and you're not helping people with, hey, yeah. Man, you didn't put this in. It's like, then you're yelling at them. But yeah, I mean, World Series of Poker, I mean, that blew up right in my wheelhouse when poker first took that huge step forward.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, there's so many guys that play.
What's the benefit?
I mean, it's the World Series of Poker thing. You could win yourself a bracelet. Obviously, get to. I mean, there's all different types of tournaments that they mm-hmm. have. So yeah. It's all about playing for a bracelet and cash.
Yeah, make money.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though. It's like, we've all played poker with our friends. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with some of these guys.
Oh, they're
it's next level. Like you realize how much skill goes into this. It's not just the cards that you're getting. There's a lot of skill involved.
I mean, Ed and I were just like, we were talking about strategy earlier, like having a pocket pair. And if it's coming around to you, how do you bet? I was telling him if it's a smaller one, I like to raise because I want to scare anybody away that might mm-hmm. try to limp into a pot with a king seven or something else that if he pairs and all of a sudden I'm. But there's different ways to do it. And there was one guy at my table. It did not matter. As soon as it came around to it, 400 raise. Like, what? Did you even look at your cards? He was doing it every time. And again, like it's just bullying, stealing some pots until you get caught.
Yeah.
But I think those guys are so good that sometimes they realize when they don't have the best hand and then they just say, okay, I'm folding up shop. You take whatever I put in. I'm not giving you any more.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really, really sharp guys.
Mm. Yeah, they really are. And it's fun because there's so many idiosyncrasies too. They dress funny. Someone wear odd things for good luck.
Put the hoodie on with the sunglasses.
That. And then I had a guy across from me, big guy, obviously gym guy, big Jack guy. He took a Hulk out of his bag, put it on his cards, little Incredible Hulk.
Can't believe that's who he liked. Thought he'd be more of an Iron Man guy.
Yeah, it was fun.
You do the personalities do come out when you watch those poker tournaments.
It gets uncomfortable when guys start yelling at each other at the same table. I'm like, because... In that atmosphere, it's just the hold me back bros. Like, nobody's doing anything.
What are you going to do there?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But people just start chirping, and it's like, okay, are we done? Are you done? Okay, let's play cards.
Yeah.
Shuffle up and deal. But yeah, this is it's really cool. So if people want to come down, you knock one of us out.
I felt bad. One of the guys was really hard on the dealers. One of the dealers.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. What's a criticism for a deal in a poker game?
Well, they could accidentally flip over a card, which they have to leave there. It could be like some people get mad when the dealer's just giving them bad cards.
Okay. Yeah.
There's all types of things you can get angry at, but when it comes to gamblers, it's never their fault. It's somebody else's. You guys got it. Like mm-hmm. it's excuse city when it comes to gambling. 'Cause we all feel like at times you're on the right side. Like, I love it when it's a 50-50 game. Could go either way. One team wins and some guy goes, I told you this was going to... Yeah, you knew it was going to come down to the last play of the effing game and the guy was going to score. Right. Shut up. Yeah. You got lucky.
You knew the guy was going to drop the ball a foot from the end zone.
Yeah. It's like when the DB, when so, the guy's wide open and he overthrows the wide receiver by about 10 yards and the DB does the safe side or like incomplete. Yeah. Incomplete. You ain't doing anything.
Yeah.
Your dumb ass was chasing him. What you celebrating for? Man, you got lucky. You might as well wipe your brow. That sweat off there. But yeah, I do think it's a lot of fun. And it's a grind though, man. Like some of these guys' mental capacity, I don't know that I have the mental capacity to play poker for 3 days.
How long do you expect to last this time?
Couple hours.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, mine's going to be like my sex life. I'll be the first one out. No, I don't know.
He lasts longer than me last. He lasts like 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that. But then I miss like two something.
As I've said before, I'm just good enough to play for a long time and not win anything, which is the worst part to be.
Right. Yes.
You know, so because I
got the whole season, you don't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You're good enough to be there.
Or, it's the Phillies. No, I got into the postseason. Oh, what's that? It's over in hell. We lost. But we played 162 and we were in. Oh, yeah.
Did you know the prior names for the turn in the river?
What?
4th Street and 5th Street.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I've heard that, but not like
that's
thought
what
it that
called
that,
before. Yeah.
Yeah. The flop, the turn, the river.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Burn and turn when you're because you got to burn one of the cards and then flip up. Right. People get upset over the dumbest things, too. I don't like how you're doing that. Just hold up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you throw me the card, can you make sure it's. I don't want it to slide over. People get the
really,
yeah,
they get really some of them.
They just do it on purpose to make it up, or these are really their things.
What I think happens is they're frustrated about something and they take it out on someone else, even though
so they're looking for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely 100%.
By the way, I want to tell people. I guess we should do it now. Two tickets to see MGK and Wiz Khalifa on June 3rd, 2026, at Jiffy Lube Live, courtesy of Live Nation. Sorry, Joe, I just dropped that in your lap. 410-583-1057, caller number 5.
There you go.
But did you ever get into card playing at all? Just maybe with the guys?
I've played cards. I'm not a card player.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
That just means he plays spades with folk.
I'm one and two. Anyway, I'm very, very basic. If it's real money, I'm not getting involved.
How many books you got?
I don't know.
Yeah, I used to, we went up to Atlantic City a couple of times. One of my favorite trips, I think I've told you this, we went to Atlantic City. We were playing in our first poker tournament, me and three of my buddies. I'm playing on a video poker machine, and I thought I was playing on a nickel machine and I was on a dollar machine and I was doing the double up. So you win the hand and then you guess red or black or higher or lower, depending on the machine, what the next card flipped over is and you double your money.
Right.
I didn't realize it. I thought I had a bunch of nickels in the machine. Apparently I had won like, I don't know, it was like $1,200.
Did you really?
Yes. And I only put $20 in the machine. It's like, that never happens to me, by the way. So then I'm giving my buddies a little bit of money to go spend and have fun. I said, if you win, just pay me back. I don't want any of your money. If you lose, so be it. It's just a good trip. So then I took them to Hooters and we went out to dinner. And that's when the girl was taking our order. And then all of a sudden I'd hear, dah, dah! I go, what the hell is going on in here? Yeah, that hot ass waitress we had Tourette's. And then she'd be like, all right, so you want a buffalo chicken? And you'd go like, and then you'd hear her taking somebody else's order. Like,
again, Curb episode.
Yes.
We have the chef had Tourette's.
And it's like, I want to be around more people with Tourette's because, like, some of it is so, I can't stop laughing
at
it. Oh,
the curse?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, they have that TV show with that girl. Have you seen that? Like, where she just, you got hemorrhoids. Like, no, I don't. Okay. You got hemorrhoids.
All right.
But yeah, that was an interesting trip. And then that Hooters had like the tickets that they would write. They would like clip it to something and just slide it down a wire into the kitchen. So you hear the, and then you're like, what the hell is that? Tourette's.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, we talked to Baltimore Banner's own Jonas Schaefer. What's going on with the Ravens? Is he surprised by the Oway trade? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:30 in the a.m. on this hump day Wednesday. Joining us right now, Baltimore Banner's own Jonas Schaefer, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's going on, Jonas?
Morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Doing well. I feel almost like the Ravens front office, led by Eric DaCosta, is playing chess a little bit with this Adafi Oway trade. it addresses perhaps a need for the Ravens, but it also opens up a lot of room under that cap. I feel like, you know, what I mean by playing chess is that sets up for the next move for Eric DaCosta.
Yeah, you just got to find that next trade partner. It's not as easy as it sounds. I mean, it could be that Adafe Owe ends up being the most high-profile pass rusher traded over this next month. It's just, you know, everyone wants a first-round quality pass rusher, but not everyone can get it because you got to kind of pay through those kind of things. So I'm curious to see what the next step is, if there is a next step. Obviously, trading Adafe hurts your pass rush. It opens up more opportunities for a guy like Mike Green, Tavius Robinson. But you're right. I mean, this is already one of the worst pass rushers in the NFL, and now you're taking away a guy who was on the field for all six of those sacks the Ravens had this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do to kind of shake things up even more, because if they don't, then you're just kind of even more limp in that pass rush than you were before.
It's kind of funny how they just – the Chargers have half our team over there, and now we're making deals with them because the brothers have –
It feels like they're sitting down trading baseball cards. Yeah. I got an Owe if you want an Owe.
Yeah.
Can we have the Samoan missile?
Yeah, you already took our scouting director and running backs and whatever. Do you think this team is actually – I mean, it's the trade's the trade, but we've had discussion earlier. Could one player, a premier player – I don't think they're going to get one, but if a premier player – really change the fortunes of this team this year? Would that make that big an impact or too many holes?
Man, that's a good question. I mean, you could say that they've already had the experience of seeing one player turn around their fortunes a couple of years ago when they traded for Roquan, but I think that was also, you know, that team running like a talented defense. That was young guys stepping up. I'm optimistic about the quality of talent on this team. I just think that there are so many areas that other previous Ravens teams have not been miscompromised by that it's tough for me to see just one guy being a difference maker. Like, maybe you can get a Dexter Lawrence, maybe you can get a Jeffrey Simmons, but I still think you have to pay such an ungodly premium for that Eric DaCosta would just kind of, you know, turn up his nose at the idea, especially if this team is not where it needs to be in standings for something like that to be possible. So, again, this team is terrible defending the run, terrible rushing the passer. It's weak over the middle, all areas that we thought this team could be strong at, if not, you know, among the NFL's best at. It's possible that, you know, you just have enough improvements either through coaching or through guys coming back from injury that you have this effect of everyone coming together at the right time to lift this defense over the top. And, you know, you get Lamar healthy and that offense looks like a top five, top 10 unit again. But I'm just so pessimistic on where this defense stands that I don't think the guy that you need to find at the deadline is going to become available for you.
Now, as I understand, one person's trash can be someone else's treasure. I heard D'Amico Ryan's comments about C.J. Gardner-Johnson when he was just like, yeah, that was my decision. I wanted him off the team. We're better with all, you know, he was basically saying that he didn't like what was either going on the field or in the locker room. Ravens pick him up. There's clearly, he has talent. What do you make of that move, and how soon do you think we see him?
Well, yeah, I feel a lot better, I guess, about the state of that room since they added Elohi Gilman, because it was, I don't think what this defense needs is another guy kind of going rogue and doing his own thing. And, you know, I retweeted a video last night from the ESPN Texans reporter basically showing that this was a guy who, despite his considerable experience and Super Bowl pedigree, was basically doing his own thing on that Texans defense. And if you guys know anything about D'Amico Ryan, that he's a guy who, you know, demands things to be a certain way and is a tremendous defensive coach. So for someone like that to, you know, be kind of putting his foot in it in a very particular way was very interesting. And for the Ravens to be the team that decided that, hey, we're going to take our chances with him despite everything going bad on defense, and, you know, he's joined a team whose coordinator might not be in that spot for very, very long, it's definitely interesting. Obviously, it's possible that he's not in Baltimore for very long, because they have now three safeties who are ahead of him on that depth chart in Malachi Starks, Kyle Hamilton, and now Elohi Gilman. So I guess it's a little bit more worthwhile to see whether he could, you know, turn into anything. But it's just not a great look considering everything that he's been a part of in the problematic sense, and the fact that this is a defense that doesn't really need someone to rock the boat, even though, you know, he does bring a certain edge to this defense, that they're lacking.
Jonas Schaefer joins us from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, let's look on the other side of the ball. This offense led by Cooper Rush going up against a very good Rams defense. Without Ronnie Stanley, what chances do you give the Ravens against the Rams on the offensive side?
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I do think Ronnie's will definitely be more of an option to play this week than he was last week. I think, you know, he looks better, that ankle did, than it had the previous week. He sent him out to play that previous week. So I think I'm optimistic that he'll be able to be up for this game. But I think this is probably as fierce a pass rush as the Texans have. They just have so many guys who can knock you over, collapse that pocket. It's why I think the question of whether Cooper Rush will play or Tyler Huntley will play is interesting, because Tyler Huntley does not do well when he's facing pressure, and Cooper Rush will at least throw it out there and, you know, give guys a chance. Obviously, that led to a couple interceptions on Sunday against Houston, but I do think he's probably a little bit of a better option, even though he just hasn't really had that great of a time in Baltimore. But, you know, if you can take care of his pass rush somehow, I do think there are, you know, places in mid downfield. Emmanuel Forbes is probably one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So if you can get D-Hop or Bateman or Zay Flowers matched against him, I do think that there are opportunities. But this is just a very well-coached unit, just like the offense. And that pass rush with the guys that they have inside, as well as the edge rushers between Young and Jared Verse, it's a very, very scary group.
Would you believe if someone told you before the season that the AFC North right now would have one team above 500 and none in positive point differential? They're all in negative.
That was jarring to me when I looked at that after Sunday's games. Like, you know, point differential can be a pretty good barometer of where your team is relative to the rest of the NFL. And I was like, bringing up the stands, like, oh my God, the Ravens are second in point differential. How is that possible? But then, you know, you realize, oh yeah, the Ravens blew out the Browns. The Bengals can do nothing against nobody.
Right.
And the Steelers are you know, just kind of average teams who probably are pretty fortunate to have the winning record that they do. So, you know, again, it's frustrating that so much of our discussion about this team's prospects are tied to the fact that all they have to do is catch the Browns, and so much of, you know, what this team might do is tied to did the Steelers win on Sunday? Did the Ravens win on Sunday? How close are they to the ceiling of this division? But that's what it is. It's just going to be a situation where you kind of compare this team to the 2020 Washington football team, Commanders, whatever you want to call them at that point, because that team won the division, got to the playoffs with a 7-9 record. I don't think 7-9 does it for the AFC North this year. It's possible that's the team that wins this division isn't any better than 500.
So, Jonas, what happened Sunday? Everybody feels like they think they know what's going to happen Sunday. I mean, when you watch C.J. Stroud come in and do what he did, I mean, what's Matt Stafford going to do with Puka and Davante Adams?
Yeah, I don't feel great about it. I do not feel great about it. I think it's tough for me to see the Ravens keeping this within single digits, which is pretty crazy, because I don't remember the last time I picked them to lose even two straight games in a row. I just think that this pass rush is going to be too much for them. Maybe, you know, this is a magical superhero Kyle Hamilton performance where, you know, with it as often as Puka Nacua lines up in the slot, you have Kyle rediscovering his kind of all pro form and just blanketing a guy who's that physical and that smart. And maybe he finally needs his match with Kyle Hamilton, but he's still to contend with this downhill running game and Davante Adams and Matt Stafford making plays out of structure. So I think I probably see something like a 30-17 loss for the Ravens.
There you go. Hey, Jonas, thanks a lot, man. How can folks follow you on social media?
Yeah, man. Jonas_Schaefer on X/Twitter, and then just thebanner.com. Some good stuff coming this week.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
If I pick Rams this week, that'll be the third straight game that I've picked against them.
And you're going to pick the Rams.
It'll be the third time you were right in a row. No, I don't. Again, I think I might be the only one going, because I said this all the time. I'm a contrarian. I try to find a reason why that this team can win. And the only thing I keep going back to is that, hey, Tennessee had a lead at the end of the third quarter. Yeah, and then they lost by double digits.
Absolutely. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan.
Could you imagine if the Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup and the Orioles win the World Series? We'll have two of them in this building.
What'd I do?
Well, I don't.
What did I do?
I'm trying to figure out.
Do you, I'm paying attention to the Edge top 10, and all of a sudden.
Do you remember in Coming to
holes
America
in the chest.
When they had rose peddlers? I'm assuming that whichever one of them wins first, they got the rose peddlers out there. Your royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Anyway,
is that what you want?
Yes. Hurricanes at 5. Panthers they have at 4 because the injuries.
Don't ever say clean my royal penis. Then you ask me.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
No, I don't like that. Don't do that. Don't
that's
do
why
that
I'm moving on.
Don't
here.
Do that again.
I got soft hands here.
I know.
I'm charging extra, by the way.
I don't know.
Panthers at 4.
Do Oilers. I need both hands?
Oh, can I get on with this, please? Oilers at 3. The Golden Knights again. It's number 2 in the... In the power rankings. And number one, the Dallas Stars this year in most polls. They pick up Mikko Rantanen in the offseason at the trade deadline. Mikko Rantanen, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So they pick him up in the offseason. So there's your power rankings this year for that. But anyway.
You didn't even know who Nico is.
It was Mikko.
It's Mikko.
Yeah. Who is he? I know who he is. Who is he? He got picked up by the Stars.
Okay. For where?
For where? He plays hockey. What was his last name again? Stanley?
Rantanen.
Rantanen? Who knows? Anyway, nobody knows.
I got offered this. We have to work Black Friday, right? Because the Ravens are playing. You know what I got offered yesterday?
What did you get?
For Black Friday.
I got offered tickets to see the Red Wings host the Lightning in Detroit, fly to Detroit, see the Lightning play against the Red Wings on a Friday on the 28th of November, and on Saturday go to Michigan, Ohio State. How about that?
You said no?
I can't.
The tickets are paid
because
for?
Because the puck drops at noon on that Friday.
Dude, I'd be tell them to piss off.
You know what I would have done? Not told that story on air and been sick Friday. You told the story now. And that's the encore for the day. That was like a whole segment. That was a classic segment. Encore today, Ed.
Encore, of course, brought to you by Lion's Den, as it is every day, because, you know, football is great. When's the last time you scored at home? Lions, they got more than balls.
Who's home?
They have other things. They do. They got, like, you know, purple things. Lots of good stuff at Lions, then. Up your game. Don't bring your JV effort into the bedroom. Well, you know what happens? The FedEx guy will be smiling suspiciously from then on.
Lions Den will call you up to varsity. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now time for you to find out what we learned today.
Oh, how you doing?
What did you learn, Ed Norris?
I think I learned Bill Belichick is one very sensitive man. Apparently, North Carolina, UNC, they've put the kibosh on that Hulu documentary. There's going to be a season-long documentary on the Tar Heels. I guess he's a little sensitive. You know, life must be so different without Tom Brady. This poor guy can't do anything now. And I didn't realize this. You know how bad this season has been for the Hall of Fame coach? This is the worst start against Power Four competition since Tar Heels fielded a team in 1888. That was Grover Cleveland's first term as president, and the U.S. only had 38 states. That's how long it's been.
Wow.
Seriously. Bad. Real bad. That's what I learned.
One national day today I want to talk about today is National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. So if your parents are still with you, give them the lunch today. Some birthdays in sports today would have been former Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam. Would have been his birthday. I guess not former. Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
Birthdays in sports. Bill Elliott turned 70. Former Super Bowl quarterback. He started in the Super Bowl. Didn't win it. Tony Eason turned 66. NBA coach Monty Williams turns 54. And Bubba Wallace today turns 32. We're going to step outside of the world of sports. Today, Bruno Mars and a fellow that we were talking about earlier today, Nick Cannon, celebrated birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon's older? Jeremy?
Give me the Filipino cokehead.
Okay, you think Mars is...
Bruno gambling Mars addict.
Is older? And?
I'm going Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon older, okay. Today, Nick Cannon turns 45. Bruno Mars turns 40.
Still got time there, Bruno.
With all those kids, I figured he had to be a little bit older.
Filipino
cokehead.
I don't know why this one makes me laugh so much. When I yell at my dog to stop barking, I wonder if he's thinking, this is awesome, we're barking together. Yeah! All right. Dad told his son, if you ever fall out of a plane, just yell, shoot, shoot. That'll give you a pair of shoot. Oh. I was hit in the face with a CD from the 90s. It was Smash Mouth. Do you know why Norwegian military ships have barcodes painted on their hulls? So when they get back to port, they can Scandinavian. Scandinavian.
That one like a month and a half ago.
Shut up, Joe. Okay, what do you call a man with all the bodies and noses? Everybody knows. It's the exact opposite of yesterday's.
Everybody.
Why do cops only drink warm beer? They can't handle a cold case. Nah. I was thinking of a pun about going below the belt, but it's a low blow. What do you call a woman that sets her taxes on fire? Bernadette. Bernadette. All right. Our local priest charges $10 for every sin he correctly guesses you'll confess to. It's the price of admission.
Got it.
A student asked his teacher, Miss Taiwan, is that really your last name? She said, actually, that's my maiden name. Made in Taiwan? Joe? All right. I'll give you one more. Why do they only put 239 baked beans in a can? Because if you add one more, it'd be too farty. Too farty. There you go.
Vinny and Hidiot next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.